You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, we learned during the break that Tom Segura is not tonight. It's next week.
It's next week, and this is a mistake that I've made at least six times. I've really butchered this multiple times. My wife texted, why are you doing it? I've got a Michael sent a direct message. I don't even want to check.
See, Lance thought it was Tom Segura, but it's actually his birthday today. Today's Lance's birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, Lance.
Just nothing.
We didn't get the email from Esme or
Segura's
Laura.
Segura's next Friday. You just scared me.
Segura is next Friday, and Lance's birthday is today. You keep mixing those two up.
Yeah, I get it, because it's Dream's birthday today.
Yeah.
How is
Dream celebrating his birthday?
Probably responsibly.
I would think so.
I will probably be somewhat irresponsible tonight.
I would hope so, but your wife is not drinking, so she can designate a drive.
Dry January.
Right.
For who?
Yanni's doing that, too, and I'm like...
You already do Lent.
I do Lent.
So you don't want to do 2 months,
God.
Do you?
Your wife is just doing it for some idol. I don't know, for some...
She's pagan. She doesn't eat sugar. She hasn't done it for over a year. It's like, so we can't have dessert as a couple. You're not drinking now. You're always trying to make me go hike all the time, which could end up injuring or killing me. Like, what are you trying to? What is this?
It's a horrible relationship.
What is this? My friend McCool's like, why are you even with her? She stopped drinking too. I said, just for the month.
And she runs in the morning.
Dry January. Yeah. God. I mean, she's in great shape.
I don't know.
Looks great and all that stuff, but. So yeah, Tom Segura is actually
next
Friday.
Is it worth it though?
Next Friday.
Have a dessert?
I don't. She thinks that's worth it. I don't know that she really thinks. We went and had she had a mocktail. I had real alcohol last week. And I think she was all excited about having a mocktail. And then after she had it, I think she realized,
not the same.
This isn't ever going to work.
Nope, not
the same. This is never, ever going to work. For me.
Mm-hmm.
She's a gin lover, and they have a fake gin. I got news for you. Apparently, fake gin doesn't taste like gin.
No.
And it definitely doesn't get you messed up. You just have a bunch of juices.
That's all it is. For you. Stop already, Nicole. Just start drinking again. Be a human.
I'll probably have some OGD.
Be a good person.
I'll 100% have OGD.
Uh-huh.
And I got to let the boys from...
Well, it's your birthday. You got to get...
I got to let my man Robbie from DJ Seek from Blood Brothers
come out.
People
have to carry you out of reality.
Nah, I don't do the carry out thing.
Well,
I'm out of the carry me out of someplace business.
That's on you.
Last time I did something like that, I was laying on my ground after Wigglepalooza in 2007.
Yeah.
When we were at Knicks and people were getting me bull blasters, and that was...
That was awful.
That
was awful.
That wasn't preferable.
All right, so happy birthday to Lance, everybody. Everybody send...
No.
Lance, a happy birthday wish.
Don't.
That includes lightning strikes. Okay.
I'm going to get that anyway.
I know you are.
I'll get that anyway. Robots and lightning strikes.
Yeah.
It's a half my timeline every day.
Yeah. Or Paul.
Lance, you see this person have their head split open by a lightning strike? Look at the picture. It's graphic, but still. Like, oh, that's terrible.
Speaking of seeing something, y'all... I don't know if you want to watch the motorcycle chase yesterday in L.A. It was, holy crap. You can probably Google motorcycle. Oh, well, it's a motorcyclist fleeing. It's on the New York Post, fleeing LAPD. It is just, it is something that you really, really, really are going to not like at the end of this video.
So go watch it.
So go watch it, yes.
We got something you're going to hate.
Go watch it.
Yeah, it's not the first time we said that. Let's finish these games up.
Tampa Bay and the Rams. 2.5.
Hard.
Over 48.
Hard game for me to call. I think that Tampa's going to have to be thrown out. This is another one I like the over because I think the Rams just have a matchup that's not great for Tampa's cornerbacks. So if I like that, I should be liking Tampa minus, right? But here's the thing. I don't think that the Rams are going to be able to run it very well against Tampa. I don't think... The Tampa run-stopping front, I think the Rams, when they go back and look at what happened in game one, I think when they go look at strengths versus weaknesses, I know they want to run the ball, and I think they'll try, but I think they can have success throwing the football against Tampa. golly, I just don't want to take
I think I'm going with the Rams. I don't think Tampa is the same team as they were last year. They haven't been nearly as consistent. I don't think that they're great defensively this year like they were.
I think I'll take the Rams plus.
I'm taking the dog over. I'm taking the dog on the over 48.
I think it's over because I think Tampa has to. I don't think either of these teams get to control the ball the way they want to on the ground. It's just, it's not good
matchups.
Fournette
is back, though. Fournette is back.
Yeah, but Wirfs is hurt.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think Aaron Donald's too much for the interior of that.
That is true.
Of that line. So I think they end up throwing the ball a little bit more than both of them want, but I also think they can have some success doing so. The other game, another team who hasn't been, you know, who has not been all that for the whole year.
Although they've looked like it more and more and more lately.
Yes.
And their defense has stepped up, and Patrick Mahomes played a really nice game last week. I think we're sleeping on Kansas City here. I know the play, 5 stars play yesterday was over 54. I like that. I think this could be back and forth. But I think Kansas City is going to survive this. I think, you know, Buffalo is right there on the cusp, but I'm not sure that they're ready to play in Kansas City with a Kansas City team that hasn't been itself all year, but it's looking more and more like it.
I think my play on Sunday would be a teaser. I'd take the Rams to 9, and I'd take the Chiefs to plus 4. Because you get across that plus 1, plus 3. I think plus 4 is a good number for the Chiefs at home. If you could play a 6.5-point teaser, take it to 4.5, even better. Take the Rams to 9.5, even better. But I think that's my favorite play if I had to play would be teasing the Rams and teasing the Chiefs. I think you could tease the Bills and be fine also, honestly. I think the Bills plus 8 and then over 48 points is also probably a pretty good one.
So all you got to do is have a close game, and probably a close game.
And I think that's what's going to happen. Yeah. And but, you know, can you envision a scenario where, I'll tell you what is a little bit tricky, is that the Bills put it on the Pats last week, and the Chiefs have been a much better defensive team over the second half of the season. That's the one thing that gives me some pause about the 54. And what's the KC weather going to be? Have you looked?
Going to be cold.
We know that.
I don't know the exact weather forecast.
Let's see where
if it's windy, then go hit.
No, it's 44.
It's
44 wind at 9 miles an hour.
That's not a problem.
What do you think? You think it has to be 15 where it's a problem?
15 to 20 is really a problem for offenses. But that
44 is not a problem.
That's not going to be a problem.
44 and 0% precipitation.
44 is balmy. In Kansas City. Buffalo's like, hey, it's hot, too hot here.
Monday is 52, which is 20 degrees above the norm.
Yeah. I have no problem with the tees that you're talking about. I do like the Chiefs if I was going to go straight up. That money line is pretty high. Well, no, it's minus 130 for Kansas City. Don't give the 1.5 points. Just take the money line minus 130 if you're taking Kansas City. No sense in giving 1.5. Just pay the extra juice and take the minus 130 if you like Kansas City to win this football game. Or, you know, and Buffalo's plus 110. Take the 1.5. Take the plus 1.5. But you can also get, you know, 10% on your money line isn't really helpful. They might lose by a point, and you will cash in if you take the 1.5. The over, I like the over 54 as well. I think 5 stars got onto something there with the over 54. 910 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Eric Layden. We're going to talk season 4 of Ozark with a guy who is in it, in the middle of it, in Atlanta of the Ozarks. He is going to be joining us next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
At Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, the first thing I want to do is get you ready for not just this weekend, but get you ready for any time. If you go to the website, LanceZCars.com, you can see all of their inventory. They keep it all right there at LanceZCars.com. You can shop for the new vehicles. You can shop for pre-owned vehicles. You can get a sense. You can enter your text message with, they've got someone texting right there. I don't know if the girl that I see in the picture is actually doing the chatting. I can't 100% guarantee, so don't try to say, what's up, hey girl. Like, don't do that. Just be respectful when you start your text session on the website, LanceZCars.com, because she might be able to help you out with 0% APR financing for a variety of models, 2021 and 2022 models with Chevy and GMC. They're both doing some great 0% financing offers for you right now. And you can go find the vehicles you want. You can also be put on the waiting list to get the brand new electric truck that's coming out, the first ever all-electric Chevy Silverado. It looks fantastic. And you could get online and reserve yours right now. And, of course, get your purchase in today as supplies begin to pick up, the supply chain begins to pick up. You want to be at the forefront of getting what's available right now at the very, very best prices. So make sure that you take advantage of great vehicles and great trading values at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:15 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Eric Layden, superstar, actor, joining us now, and the star of Ozark Season 4. He is...
Superstar actor.
Superstar
actor. Also, Little League baseball coach, surfer, professional free throw shooter to start games,
mm-hmm.
Astros fan.
And radio host.
And also Trojan.
And he's a USC Trojan?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, been a USC
Trojan. Oh. How do you like Lincoln Riley? How do you like that hire?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking to you. That's how we do our intros.
That's the intro.
That's how we do our intros.
Wow, that was such a smooth intro. I mean, that was smooth, fellas. You guys have done this.
We're pros. We're pros, Eric. Okay.
Man, I love the Lincoln Riley hire, of course. Come on. It's the first time we've had a real coach since Pete, you know? It's a great hire.
And players are coming, too.
We already, for the first time in a long time, have a little buzz around the program.
Yeah, and you got some really good...
real guys to come in and play.
Oh, really? Because you had Ed Orgeron. And, I guess you couldn't do with him what LSU did. Real coach, national champions. What?
You know, listen, Ed, I like Coach O. You know, I've talked to Lance about that. I love Coach O, but I think we saw Coach O has his weaknesses. I mean, Coach O walked into a team that was built for him, and he had Joe Burrow. He did for Coach O. Burrow did for O, as well as Joe Brady did for Coach O what, Sam Darnold did for Helton. I mean, he saved his job. He won enough games in college to save the guy's job.
Absolutely. All right, now let's get to the, Ozark out today, season 4.
Yeah.
Give us what happens at the end. Does Wendy die?
Don't
or what
tell
happens?
Him anything. Don't, Eric.
Just it's, tell us.
I mean, I guess we could do spoilers, right? Because it's already dropped.
No, so no, like, you can't
you
do spoilers.
It now, it's
you,
not a big deal.
Spoil it for
no,
us.
No, don't spoil
so
anything.
I don't have to wait all that time to find out what happens to Marty.
How was it? You and I did a podcast during that time when you were in, you know, you're taping. This is right in the middle of Hollywood just getting back to pandemic filming where people taping their shows and their movies and their streaming shows. What was that like to be in the middle of that in the summer of 2020?
Yeah, it was tough. It was really tough. I mean, it's a very different environment. You've got to have a mask on, obviously, between, you know, any time that you're not actually shooting. So, you know, after cut, before action, you've got a mask on. But beyond that, when you're on a show for a while and you're on location, it becomes a bit of a family. You know, you go out with each other socially, you go to bars, you go to restaurants, you have dinner, you go on hikes, you play golf, you know, whatever you do. But you get to know the people that you're shooting with outside of work, and that wasn't necessarily the case with this, just because we couldn't really go anywhere until – I wasn't shooting it in 2020. I was actually shooting at the beginning. I started December of 2020 and took it through June of 21.
That's right.
So as the summer of 21 kind of came up, it started to loosen up a little bit. But every time I went out there, I had to quarantine for 10 days. So, you know, there's times I'd go out to Atlanta for 14 days, and I'd shoot for 2 days. So it was you know, trying on the travel and the family, but in terms of shooting, nothing really is different, other than you're not, you know, you have to socially distance yourself and the mask, but it's really about getting to know people off the set that was the big difference.
Yeah, that kind of sucks, because it seems like it's a pretty fun cast. Ruth, her name is
Ginsburg. Garner.
Yeah. What was she was pretty cool, wasn't she, on and off the set?
Julia's awesome. Yeah, Julia's awesome. We did, I think, just about every scene I'm in, I'm with Julia. So we spent quite a bit of time together. She's fantastic. I mean, obviously with Ruth, she's got that character down. She's a phenomenal actor. She's got she was shooting consecutive, like, at the, what's that word I'm looking for?
Like, concurrently,
at the same time, she was shooting. Thank you. Concurrently, she was shooting a show that's coming out, I think, in about a month, called Inventing Anna, about Anna Delvey, which is also going to be, I believe, on Netflix. And that show looks pretty awesome. So she was going back and forth quite a bit, and it had, you know, she plays a totally different character. So to watch her be able to bounce back and forth was pretty awesome. Julia's great. I did some stuff with Lisa Emery, who plays Darlene, who's obviously an absolute lunatic on the show and not totally normal in real life either, but lovely, lovely as hell. And her and Charlie have such a good relationship in that show.
Charlie is Wyatt,
you know, obviously, yeah. The difference in age and the relationship they have is just, it's so good.
Not anymore.
It's so good. But we have a scene in episode 2, and Darlene is not having me. You know, I'm coming in talking about the soil on her farm and possibly growing some Brussels sprouts or something like that. And she's just not into what I believe she calls the hippy dippy bull, you know. And so it's a fun scene. She again, you know, all these guys have their roles down by now, and it's really fun to jump into a world that I'm a fan of and be able to, you know, play around with them.
How much are you in? I mean, are you in multiple episodes? What's the deal?
I am. I'm in episode 2, episode 3, and episode 4, depending on how they cut it, because there was a chance they were going to maybe move some stuff from 3 into 4. But I think the way it'll end up working is, I'm introduced in 2. And then I've got a little bit in 3 that carries the storyline over, and then I have quite a bit in 4. It's kind of, I would say, my main episode of the storyline would be 2 and 4. It gets a little hairy there for me in episode 4, so it's fun.
Sweet.
Like it does for most people on Ozark.
It was your example, was your inspiration Ryan LaShane, but you're a tatted up chef. Understudy at Riel to play this role?
Well, luckily I had interviewed LaShane, and we had gone to the restaurant and done the podcast with LaShane in person, which was awesome. And John, one thing, you know, I can't really talk to Lance about this because he thinks he's a chef, even though he's you know, quite an amateur.
I'm pretty chef-y.
One thing that Lance doesn't have that, you know, if he actually wanted to consider himself a chef, would be sleeve tattoos. And, you know, John knows that anybody that's a chef that wants to be taken seriously has to have sleeve tattoos. And so I started there. And then I let whoever was cooking my food off the set do most of my heavy lifting for me. I just brought the plate with the scallop on it and had it look pretty good.
Yeah. No.
Luckily, not a lot of chef work.
You're believable if you – that's why Lance is not a believable chef.
Unbelievable.
If you have tats.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I know LaShane wanted
it. Right.
Hey, get me down to Atlanta. I'll do some on-set consulting. But, pandemic's not really the time to bring in extras onto a set, I don't think.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck.
In fact, whenever we did have breakouts and you know, pauses because of COVID, it was typically an extra from Atlanta who, you know, went bowling the night before or something stupid.
Dumbass.
So let me ask you, did you, What was more fun, shooting Ozark or being that piece of crap Scott Anderson in the final season of Bosch?
I love Bosch, but doing Ozark is incredible. You know, Ozark, just because I was such a fan of the show, I love Jason, everything he's done. I worked with Jason and Laura a little bit. We only had one scene together, but I kind of, you know, off camera, I spent quite a bit of time with Laura, actually. We watched the Super Bowl last year together with Bernstein, who was directing the episodes. Lance, you met Bernstein.
Yeah.
And Laura and Bernstein and I watched it. So I got to know Laura quite a bit off set. But Jason, who I admire greatly, just because he's done it for so long and he's created great shows, Ozark and other shows that he's done.
Arrested Development.
Was part of it, yeah. Don't think he created it, but...
No, but he...
Love Arrested Development.
He was Arrested Development.
The difference, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the difference between something like Ozark and Arrested, and it's just... I mean, it's... and then what he's doing right now with Smartless, which is, by the way, excellent. It's an excellent listen.
That podcast, people love Smartless. It's him, Will Arnett, who is Job on Arrested Development, mm-hmm. and then Sean Hayes, mm-hmm. who is on...
Job is hilarious.
Will and Grace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sean Hayes. So I don't know where the connection is with him. They must know him from something that they've done together.
They're all best friends. They're all best friends. And, I mean, you forget Jason's been in this business since he was a kid.
I watched him. It's your move next. Or, you know, it's your move. He was a little turd. He was like 12 years old, and he was always screwing with his big sister, and they would kind of mess with each other, like they would troll each other, basically. I remember being young and watching Jason. He was like my age, it feels like, and he was out there doing TV back then, way back in the day. So, yeah, he's been around forever.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. So, obviously, that was great. I really enjoyed being on the show. I would have loved for it to come at a different time so I got to hang more. But yeah, it was awesome. It's one of those shows that you want to be a part of, you know, just because I feel like it's going to live for a long time.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
He's probably older than you, Lance. I think Jason's like 55.
Jason's old. Is Jason that old?
You're just about to turn 50, right?
Jason's that old?
Yeah. Is he really?
Man, he looks great.
Really? Yeah.
Almost as good as Nick Saban.
Yeah, he looks good. He talks a lot about his regimen.
What does he talk about?
When he's on his regimen. His regimen. His facial regimen. His food regimen. I mean, the guy works. He eats a salad. The Jason salad is at lunch every day at Ozark. It's what I would eat, too.
His regimen.
Heavy when I'm working. But the guy eats a salad every day. He eats like a bird. But he eats a salad every day for lunch and he on Smartless, they have great talks about what he does to wake up and keep his skin looking young.
What happens to the baby Zeke? Tell us now.
I can't tell you what happens to Zeke. I didn't work with Zeke. I'm just really disappointed.
You didn't work at all with Zeke?
I can't tell you. No.
Oh, damn it.
No.
You can't tell us. So you don't even know because you didn't work.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I got to read the first four scripts. Once I'm gone, I don't read any more scripts.
Right. You can't read anymore. No, I get that. I get that. So we don't know what
happened. I've become a fan after episode four.
Right. What about Omar? What happens with Omar? Anything? Nothing? You didn't work with Omar?
can't tell you that either.
Yeah, don't tell him anything. Either.
Tell us what happens. Why did we have you on? You're supposed to tell us.
You're going to have to – I don't even know what that means. You'll have to ask him that.
So, Eric, one of the shows that I liked that got the axe really quickly was Stumptown with Kobe Smulders. And I know you did you did an episode with her.
Yep.
And they killed you off way too fast. But what was it like working on that show and working with her?
It was great. I like Kobe from How I Met Your Mother. And, I mean, she's fantastic. She's like a young mom working. I mean, she and I have a ton of friends in common. Her kids go to school with a lot of my friends out in Venice. And the show itself is quirky and fun. It's not on anymore, is it?
No, they canceled it, I think, like two or three episodes after yours aired.
That happens a lot of times when I go on a show.
Right. If they kill you off.
I get killed and then they cancel it.
If they kill you off, there's no sense in continuing.
After Eric got Hassie Harrison on our podcast, on the Off Script podcast, I no longer care about anybody else that he does anything with other than Hassie Harrison. She is the best. Not only is she beautiful.
Hassie's a good bird.
She is like a dude's girl. Like, she is awesome. Her background, and she got Eric a giant thing of mayonnaise just to troll him. Like a giant Costco mayonnaise. Yeah. Isn't that what she did to you?
Yeah, I don't do mayonnaise. She is a bit of a troll. Yeah, she knows I don't do mayonnaise. So one day I walked out of my door and I had a Costco-sized case of Hellman's just sitting at my door from Hassie.
Oh, she's in Yellowstone.
Yes, she's in Yellowstone.
She lived with Eric.
Yeah,
they asked for mayonnaise on their burger, and I don't do mayonnaise. And my wife is like, "Sorry, we can't have mayonnaise in the house." She's like, "What are you talking about? We're serving burgers. It's a barbecue." She's like, "Eric won't let any mayonnaise be in the house. He's anti-mayonnaise."
Oh, so she bought you a giant.
I don't let it in the house. I throw it out.
And she said, "Get Hassie out of my house."
Oh, she is a smoke show, too. Holy
but
crap.
She's awesome. Super smart. Yeah. Super funny. Hassie was great. She's fantastic. Before we let you go, you and I talked about this a little bit, and John and I have talked about it. Carlos Correa, just make that man a special 2-year offer and just see what happens.
I don't think he's going to do the 2-year, though, dude. I really don't. I think that it's going to have to be like a 6-year. I know Astros won't go above 6, but I think it's going to have to be something where, you know, the only way to compete is the Cubs are going to offer him 10 at 300, and, you know, we're going to offer him 6 at, you know, 240 or something.
The only hope is that
2 years, I just don't think he's going to do it.
And the only hope is that this offseason, nobody's going to give him 10 because he ain't taking 6. Trust me, he don't want to go back to free agency at the age of 33. He just doesn't. He's not going to do that. So there's no way he takes 6. So the Astros are probably out of this thing unless everybody and baseball's so stupid that's not going to happen. But unless everybody says we ain't doing a 10-year deal with Carlos, then maybe he'll have the option. The only option he'll have is taking just a couple of years with the Astros.
Yeah, breaking it up into a 2 and an 8.
2 and an 8.
Yeah, that's the hope.
Getting back at 29.
That's the only hope the Astros have.
The only hope. The only hope the Astros
have. Well, it's smarter for him to do a 2-year because then he has a shot in 2 years, you know, at his age with productivity to actually do another huge deal.
He might get MVP votes. Who knows? And, you know, in next year or the year after. It might be something that gets him to 40
last
million.
Last year was the first year. Wasn't last year the first year that he didn't get injured?
No. The shortened season as well. He didn't.
Doesn't count. I mean, the Dodgers won the World Series that season.
Yeah,
we don't count.
That doesn't count.
It was 60 games.
Yeah, right. Well, but he says, "Oh yeah, did you play 60 games? I did. Did you? Because I did. Okay. So take it.
Go look at the standings 60 games into last season. I think maybe 3 of those teams made the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, 60's a joke.
Yeah, we don't
the point
count
is I just think he'd have to gamble on his health. And I think that's scary for him. I think he knows deep down that he's got health issues. And so I think that's why he wants the longer deal.
Yeah. We know
2 years is scary. If he's hurt, he's in trouble.
You know what Carlos is saying? Stick to cooking, little chef over there. Don't worry about me playing baseball, okay?
He's not a real chef. You mean stick to acting?
Oh, well, yeah. Whatever. Whatever. He don't know.
Stick to cooking, chef. Yeah. You mean the actor?
Yeah, yeah. Stick to your craft, your little kitchen
stuff.
Yeah,
you let me.
And I'll play baseball over here, okay?
I'm happy to let him play. To be honest, he doesn't worry me. I don't think the Astros, I don't think he's a make or break for him.
No, I don't either.
I think the Astros can go. I think they've got enough bat. I think they've got, I love him defensively. Love him defensively, obviously.
Well, you know what?
But if Corey Seager is going to make what he just made, forget it. Like, it's just, I don't know that it's worth it.
Right. Well,
I don't think he's worth $300 million.
Well, that's another question that Major League Baseball will answer as soon as they get back, because no one is cheating right now and talking to Scott Boras about contracts. So we know that's not happening.
Do you think that they're going to play baseball? How about that?
Yes, they're going to play baseball. This is all just about money. Okay.
They have a counteroffer coming.
Yeah.
Supposedly. It's not going to matter. It's not going to be good enough. But I think
if
they're talking now, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Eric Layden.
Who do you, before I go really quick, who do you have in the Rams game? My Rams. You know, I'm a big Rams fan now.
It might be a bad matchup for Tampa.
I think it's Rams.
I think it's a bad matchup for Tampa. I don't think they have the right corners to guard OBJ and the OBJ pickup may be a lot bigger than I thought based on giving Cooper lately. You know, to have a Cooper Kupp and the way Tyler Higbee's playing, it's become an interesting team to try to cover. And with Cam Akers coming back, like there's some interesting things going on with the Rams offense right now.
Yep.
My Rams. You mean your Texans?
Yeah. Oh, look how you jumped.
We don't know who
ship.
Your we don't know who your next coach is going to be yet. We're going to figure it out, Eric.
Oh well, there's a story out Pro Football Talk that we will get to on the other side, right here on ESPN.
For your Houston Texans,
for
Eric.
Your
all right,
Houston
y'all
Texans.
Have fun. Thanks for having me.
All right, we appreciate it, man. 2, 3 season episodes 2, 3, and 4. Eric prominent, and we will watch those for him. 9:35 ESPN.
Darling snail.
Yeah, on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You need to talk about your foot.
Well, Bayou City ankle and foot is this is a group that you really need to know for a variety of reasons. When we talk about foot issues, it could be plantar fasciitis, which is probably the most prevalent issue that you're going to find is the plantar fasciitis. It's that pain near the arch of your foot, but it stretches to about the heel. And it is just so painful when you take your first steps in the morning. That's because of plantar fasciitis, and you need to get that worked on with a doctor like Dr. Latif Nuruddin, who understands how to get you right very, very quickly and get you back on your feet. Diabetic foot care is a really, really big deal for a lot of people as well. And that also extends to hammer toes, bunions, skin and nail problems. He does it all different types of heel pain. If you have running or sports injuries, don't just sit and try to wait it out and hope that it gets better. Actively pursue a solution with an aggressive course of action, like with a doctor like Dr. Latif. He can do the surgeries or he can do a very passive process as well. It really depends on what you need and what your injury is. Get it looked at by a professional who's great at his job. That's Dr. Latif. 281-500-8891. That's 281-500-8891. 8891, that's Bayou City Foot and Ankle.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're running a little bit behind, but well worth it to talk to Eric Layden, Ozark Season 4. So the Texans interviewed Josh McCown. This is well known. And in a piece this morning on Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio writes, you know what? The Texans are hoping that someone else legitimizes Josh McCown as a head coaching candidate by interviewing him. The Texans are looking for somebody to do him a solid. He suggests that maybe the Jaguars would interview him because the agent for Josh McCown is Mike McCartney, who is also Aiden Hutchinson's agent. And it might Mike McCartney might say, hey, negotiations might go a little smoother if you do me a solid here and interview Josh McCown, just to make it look like he's an actual head coach candidate.
Who, Jacksonville, you mean?
Jacksonville. Then what do you mean?
I mean,
you're not following my story here.
Yeah, but
Jacksonville would Josh McCown.
Jacksonville, they're going to draft who they don't have to do that. They're going to draft who they're going to draft. It's irrelevant.
Well,
you want your guy to go
Aiden
first.
Hutchinson.
Here's what I'd say if I'm Chad Khan. Shut up. You want us to draft your guy or not? We don't have to. We can just draft Evan Neal. And they may not even – they may be drafting offensive linemen.
Well, right. Oh, but if they do. I mean, if they were to draft Aiden Hutchinson,
do you think
a solid here.
Hold on. You think that looks bad that your first two head coaching hires, neither one of them had anyone else ever –
even talking,
include them in an interview?
That
you think that looks bad?
There was no desire for either of them in
anywhere else in
NFL
all of football
front office.
You think that looks bad?
It looks horrible.
It looks
Texan.
You're running.
It looks clownish.
Yeah,
it does.
It looks like you're running a program that doesn't look like anyone else.
So I
program.
Think Florio is onto something here. That the Texans, if they are going to hire him, would really like some people to step up and say, "Oh no, that guy's a real candidate. That guy's a real head coaching
how
candidate."
How can you say that? He's never coached.
I know.
Who would possibly say, "I'll help you legitimize a guy"? It would make them look bad. You know what? You know what Bears fans would say. Look at these guys again here. They're interviewing a backup quarterback, McCown, who couldn't even do anything with the Bears. He's no Kyle Orton. Swear on everything. And they got this guy they're interviewing. The Bears are interviewing a guy who's never coached. Never coached on any level. That's classic Bears football. Classic Bears football. We get rid of Pace, and they're still doing the same stuff. You think Bears fans would think that's cool?
No,
that McCown
I don't think
gets
you
that interview.
That
what are the Bears
Chicago?
Doing?
What? Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think the Bears can do it. I don't.
No matter where he interviews, he's still a guy who's never coached.
Yeah, no,
doesn't mean he can't
but
become
at least
one.
Somebody talk to him about maybe possibly.
Then say just say that. Just say we've had multiple. Here's what McCarthy can come out and say. We've had multiple teams reach out. Josh is locked in on the text. He doesn't want to. You know, he wants to focus
interview.
In on this. He won't take any other interviews. That way you don't have to say team. Mm-hmm. You don't have to verify it. You just say it.
Yeah. No, but, you know, reporters would call and say, hey, did you have any interest in Josh McCown?
Well, Mike Florio will dig around.
Oh, Mike Florio will dig around. Because
he wants Jack to fail.
I
want Jack to be a huge success.
Mike Florio doesn't. Mike Florio is very anti-Jack Easterby mm-hmm. in the Texans front office, and this is probably a reason why. It's Josh McCown. It's going to be the second straight head coach here who nobody wanted, who was on no one's radar, who is unfit. And it's just so Texans. It's so Texans to be doing this. If he gets hired, this is almost worse. Is this worse than Patriot South? Is this worse?
What do you mean worse than Patriot South?
Is this hiring
this
a guy who
what
has
Bill,
no head coaching experience?
Belichick would never do this.
Versus hiring another Patriots employee? I mean, which is worse?
No, I'd rather have a guy who, listen, nothing against McCown, but he has no coaching experience. Does he know? He has played, and he's been a quarterback, so I think he knows what it means
for 40
to.
40 years.
Yeah, he's played forever. I think he knows what it means to grind. I do think he knows that part of being a head coach. Does he know what it means to rally the coaching staff? Does he know what it means to rally the players? Does he know what it means to hire? And I guess the argument would be, I don't want to hear about Jack. Nick Caserio maybe knows the right coaches. Jack doesn't know any. Jack is hiring guys he meets at FCA. That doesn't mean you're connected around the league. That's the last thing. He hired a head coach who nobody wanted in David Culley. Nobody else in the league. They all thought, yeah, he's a nice lifer and head coach. Surprising he's even getting an interview there. He's not even on anyone's radar. That's what Jack's responsible for. And then he met McCown at an FCA thing, and, you know, they're friends that way, which is great. He came in, and that's fine. But that doesn't make you qualified to be a head coach. And I can tell you this. This is a very under-the-radar story right now nationally. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. I'm not passing judgment any way in any direction so y'all can save your texts or your tweets or whatever you're going to say. But if the Texans hire a head coach who is white with zero coaching experience ever anywhere, and there's Gerard Mayo, and there's Eric Bieniemy, and there's any
Brian
number
Flores.
Of other, Brian Flores, and they lock in on the guy that everyone says, oh, this has been their coach and waiting the entire time. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now, it will become a major national story.
Yeah,
I know it's flying under the radar right now. Everyone's like, McCown, there's no juice in it. But if the Texans hire McCown, watch what happens nationally, what the narrative becomes surrounding the Texans. Mm. Do you disagree?
No, I don't.
It's going to be really big.
Especially
I can predict once Stephen A. Smith is going to have something. He's going to have a lot of things to say. And Michael Irvin as well. Maybe less so Tim Tebow.
It's 947 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Would you drink bleach for $9 million? We'll answer that question on the other side right here on
to
ESPN.
To get rid of COVID, yeah, obviously.
And 92.5. Time for me to talk about Champion? Is this the Champion? All right, I told you about Champion before. How many times do I have to tell you people? If you don't listen, if you haven't listened by now, it's been 12, 13 years that I've been telling you about Champion Energy and saving money and the greatest service, and it's Houston-owned and operated, and you are with somebody that you're paying more money to? For what? For who? For what? Why are you doing this? And now I'm starting to berate you, okay? Because I can't believe how silly you've been in not going to Champion Energy. It's where you'll save every single month. Listen to Alec Bregman. He knows. He knows about this stuff. He is a Champion Energy expert. So if you're looking for the best way to get your electricity at a better price and the best service, it's champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A Tennessee man was waterboarded $9 million after he was served cleaning liquid instead of water at a Marion County Cracker Barrel. Would you take $9 million for drinking bleach?
Yep. He won't think twice.
He is experiencing continual pain.
Was it only bleach? Was it watered down at all?
No, it was watered down bleach. But
I had somebody text me saying they know some. They've seen a man live to 90 years old who drank Clorox to beat drug tests.
I don't want drugs that bad.
Think I'd stop drugs. Or the job. Either the drugs or the job have to go.
The president of the Philippines, Manila, Philippines, says this, and see how you feel about this. I will only say yes to same-sex marriage once men can get pregnant. Do you think men should get pregnant so that they can marry other men?
What's the next story? What are you just... You know NFL Network's in California. I'm not touching any of these things.
Just asking a question.
I'm not touching any of your
men pregnant
stories.
If you lived in the Philippines, then you'd have to answer this question.
I don't. Why would any man want to be pregnant?
No, you wouldn't. No, that hurts.
Seems like the worst.
That hurts a lot, it seems like.
Yeah. Although my wife loved being pregnant.
Obviously. She did it every year.
Yeah.
A new study says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. Do you think that is a stupid study?
Yeah, let me ask you. What do you think of that study?
I think it's the worst study ever, and it's stupid, and no one should listen to science ever again. Okay? So that's what I think about that story.
What's worse for your heart, bleach or alcohol?
Bleach!
Why did it take you so long to
bleach is
to come
way
up with
worse
your
for your heart. That's stupid. That's just dumb. A man who allegedly stole an $8,000 guitar is on the loose. Police are looking for him. Apparently, he hid it in his pants.
Oh, he's playing pants guitar.
Do you think that he would fool you by walking out? You say, "Hey, are you just happy to see me, or is that a guitar?
Or is that a guitar in your pants? You want to strum it?
What is the deal with that, Lady Gaga?
You
want
to strum the neck of the guitar? No, I do not, Jerry.
Do you? Lady Gaga said this. Her sex scene with Selma Hayek was cut from House of Gucci. Is House of Gucci now off your list of movies to see?
Well, I can tell you I'm lowering it in the queue. I don't have the same interest in watching that now.
No, you don't.
Well, I'm not really a
Why
Lady
would they
Gaga
cut the
guy.
Best scene out of it?
I'm not a Lady Gaga guy.
She's pretty, and she's actually very attractive. She's very attractive. And then there's Selma Hayek, who...
She's still got it.
Yes. A Utah County man, apparently he was fleeing police. He removed all his clothes and he ran into the river. Yeah. I saw the movie Gucci.
You already saw it?
Yeah, it would have been much better with that scene.
How is it?
It's long and not that great. A man in Utah ran. Would you run from police, take off all your clothes, and jump into a river?
What's the take off the clothes part?
I have no idea why he did that. I guess he didn't want to get them wet.
Yeah, for when he has to go back.
Well,
to jail.
He did receive severe hypothermia. in the process. So do you think that was the best way to avoid police?
Jumping in the water at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, clothes or no clothes, guess what's coming? Hypothermia.
Oh, yeah.
You think your wet clothes are saving you? At least I have wet clothes on.
Well, you got dry clothes when you get out, so maybe
that's... Maybe that's his
maybe
thought.
Maybe that's a thought.
You know what? Because, actually, that's the thought. They're going to catch me. At least I want to be dry, and I want to at least give it a shot.
Right. A California man died. He was in a caged golf cart, which I don't know what that is. He accidentally fell into the river.
A caged golf cart's going to be the ones where you're picking up
the golf balls.
The golf balls. He probably had one of those things and was trolling around.
But for whatever reason, he was a Tierra Lago, which means lake. And guess what? He fell in the water and died because he couldn't
Tierra
get out of it.
Tierra means land.
Yeah, and then
land lake.
Land lake. Right.
It's your first sign that was problems.
Right. So
where's the lake? Where's the land? Boom, falls in, dies, can't get out. Well, why are you locked in a cage?
I don't know why you're locked.
What kind of weird Saw movie are we watching? Like,
I have a golf cart that's full of cages. If you can get out of Tierra Lago in time, you will not have your children murdered.
Like, oh, whoa. Another Saw movie.
Taco Bell is starting a business school. Do you want to go to Taco Bell Business School?
Not. Can you give me more details? I am curious to hear about this.
Well, do you want to learn how to administer a Taco Bell? Do you want to be a master's of burrito administration?
So what exactly is this for? People who work there, so they make it sound cooler to work there? Or is this for franchisees?
I don't have any idea, but I'm definitely not going to attend Taco Bell Business School. But you could have a master's in burrito administration.
Guess what? I can master burritos without your help.
Here's another study. Using marijuana may affect your ability to think and plan, a study says.
Check, check.
Did we need this? Oh. Did we need to waste money on this study?
Oh, the study's out.
Wow.
Oh, look, guys, there's a study.
A new study says water is wet. Wow.
There's a study that says you don't necessarily think clearly.
Woods Cross Police, they say they now have a canine trained to sniff out porn. Are you worried about this?
All right, read that. Because sometimes you got to go beyond the
headlines. No, it's Salt Lake City. Most of a canine that will be able to detect Operation Underground Railroad with the Woods Police. The job is to sniff out small electronic devices that store information such as cell phones. It might contain child pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it's not just sniffing around like,
hey, you got some porn on there. You want to turn that on?
Is that Pornhub? What? What? It's a private browser. I closed the private browser down. So it's not that.
Not an enthusiast. Dell should worry, though. 957 ESPN, 97.5, 92.5.
Your granny porn fetish sites?
Weird.
No good.
Done.
Don't go to Utah, dummy.
R.I.P. Meatloaf. And Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson died, too. So, R.I.P. Y'all, now we'll leave you with that. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.